You're welcome back to part two of Religion Matters, KFM's weekly religion reflection and social issues programme. Now, you might have recognised that piece of music there as the wonderful Gabriel's Oboe Melody from The Mission, a great movie, but that was Hayley Westenra and she has put words to it and made it her own. It's a nice version, but the original haunting melody without lyrics will always be my favourite. Now, speaking of movies, I'm joined on the phone this morning by Jackie Larkin, who is the producer of the new Martin Sheen movie Stella Days. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Brenda. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks a million for joining us. Now, I'm a huge fan of Martin Sheen's. I watched him again recently in The Way. How did he come to be involved in this movie, Stella Days?
Well, actually, he's been involved for about 7 years now in us trying to get this film made. The original connection is that the story is set in Boris O'Kane. One of my fellow producers, Maggie Pope, found Michael Dorley's memoir, which was a story about Michael growing up in Boris O'Kane and the local canon setting up a cinema there. So Maggie read the book with interest and came to me and said she thought this would make a great film. And we spoke to Michael and got the rights for the book. And in Michael's memoir, he refers to the fact that Martin Sheen's mother comes from Boris O'Kane. So we made the connection. And when Martin was over in Boris O'Kane, I got talking to him, as I say, about 7 years ago and pitched the idea to him of a story, which was Stella Days. And so he gave me his home address and we sent him the script when it was ready. And literally, I think 48 hours later, he rang and said he loved it. So it was, he really remained loyal and attached to the project in all the long years it took us to finance it and put it together.
So, you know, how, I mean, from he said yes to the script, how long did it take for you to bring it to the big screen?
It took 6 years, I think, from the first draft. So a long time. It was certainly a labour of love, there's no doubt about it.
Well, it shows in the finished product, I have to say. Now, you mentioned there that the memoir, this movie is inspired by a memoir. So you could say the movie is based very much on a true story.
That's true. It is inspired by Michael Dorley's lovely memoir, which gives an account of his childhood in Boris O'Kane between the years 1956 and 1967. And it is the period when this cinema was set up by the local canon. So that was where the sort of real gem of the idea for a film came about. And then Maggie and I hired Antoine O'Flaherty, the screenplay writer, to write the script for Stella Days. So Antoine came up with his own fictionalised other stories to support the story of the cinema being set up. So that's where it went from there.
Yeah, and just without obviously ruining the whole story for people who haven't seen it yet, loosely give us if this was the back of the DVD or the promo for it, give us the sort of audio trailer for the movie.
Oh, I don't know if I can do it as well as those VO artists. But,
go on, have a go.
it's a story of Father Daniel Barry, who finds himself in mid-50s in Boris O'Kane in a small town as the parish priest. He really wants to return to Rome to do his academic studies, but the bishop has other plans for him. So he tells him he has to stay put in this small parish, and not only that, he has to find the funds to build a brand new church for the town. This is very bad news for Father Daniel. He really doesn't feel, he feels like a fish out of water really in this small place. So in a way to sort of survive another winter there, he hatches a plan to set up a cinema, and with the funds from the cinema, he'll be able to build a church, so keeping everybody happy.
And then he'll get to do what he wants to do and hopefully go back to Rome.
To Rome eventually, So, there are a couple of hurdles thrown his way,
And
as
it's a
life.
As in life, yes. You've a great cast. You've Stephen Ray, you've Amy Huberman and Derve Locrotty, some wonderful actors and actresses there. Was it difficult to get those involved, or were they, once they heard Martin Sheen was involved, did that make things easier?
I think definitely it made things a lot easier, because Martin was the first detachment, and every actor naturally wants to work with Martin Sheen, and he is such a joy to work with. But it was great actually to have such a wonderful support cast, Irish cast, and such, you know, with such talent like Stephen Ray playing the character of the politician and bringing a lot of dark humour to the piece, and Amy, fantastic as the ESB demonstrator. Marcella Plunkett as Molly, who's the sort of lead in the love story, and of course Dervla Crotty, who's quite hilarious as Julia, Stephen Ray's wife in
Brilliant,
the film.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We were blessed to have such a great cast.
And I discovered sitting watching the movie a couple of weeks ago in the riverbank, Dervla, and I actually went to secondary school with Dervla in Loretto College in Cavan. So it was
good.
A happy coincidence. Where was it filmed? Was it filmed in Boris O'Kane?
No, I mean, actually, and this is, I suppose, the story of it, the film taking so long to get off the ground, because originally we really had wanted to film it in Boris O'Kane, because the hall where the original cinema had been is still there. And there were parts of Boris O'Kane that we could definitely have fashioned to tell the story. But with the Celtic Tiger years, a lot of development happened in Boris O'Kane in the period of 7 years. So when we went back to recce it just wasn't possible because of new apartment buildings and quite a lot of development. So Boris O'Kane itself had changed a lot. And on our budget, we wouldn't have been able to sort of, you know, hide all of those modern facades,
yes, yeah,
and make it look like 1950s. So we ended up going down the road a bit to the village of Feathered, which actually has remained virtually untouched. It's a heritage town, so that would be one of the reasons. But so we filmed in Feathered instead, and also no more than Boris O'Kane, a fantastic community to be in.
Yeah. Now, there's also a local link here to Kildare and to Maynooth, because two of the advisors to Martin Sheen, from, I suppose, a priestly and theological perspective, were from Maynooth. Talk to me a bit about that.
Yes, we had, we were very lucky. We had Father Ronan Drury and with Salvador Ryan from Maynooth College. They came on board and came on set any time we were doing scenes in the church or anything that related specifically to the role of a priest or the methodology, if you like. And even before we started to shoot, Martin spent a day in Maynooth with them. So they went through all the sacraments and, you know, the robing, all of the little finer details that make, you know, make Martin the credible priest that you see on screen. You know, they're very subtle, but they're important things to get right.
The attention
Martin
to detail.
Martin was very attentive,
yeah,
to getting that,
yeah,
right. And you know, you couldn't have found a better pair in Ronan and Salvador to,
yeah,
help out and give confidence actually on set and say, no, that's the right way to do that, or that Latin is perfectly correct. Even though Martin had some Latin anyway, but particularly Ronan was great with the Latin and giving him support and pronunciation and everything.
Yeah, because obviously people forget that this is back in 1956. So there's been huge changes in the liturgy, and he was extraordinarily credible to me. I mean, the Latin was perfect, and the attention to detail, as you say, from the robing right down to the... And there's a lot of scenes in the church and around the church, either Mass or in confession or sacrament. So I suppose it was really important to get those right. I suppose from... Martin is a devout Catholic himself, so I presume from that perspective you had to get it right. But were there any sensitivities about any of the issues in the movie and how they were portrayed for Martin as a Catholic, or was he very happy with the way everything was handled?
No, I think he was very happy with the way everything was handled. He himself had been an altar boy as a child, so he had had some practice on the altar, which was useful. If there any script issues came up, we had time to talk about them and talk them through, you know. So, you know, the other thing is Martin is such a professional actor, and, you know, he really embodied the character. So, you know, that's what it's all about, and telling a good story on screen, and that's what comes first, you know.
Yeah. Now, the movie has opened nationwide in select cinemas this weekend. So is there a listing on a website somewhere where people can check out where it's available?
Yes. Eclipse Pictures are our distributors. Siobhan and Claire there have done a fantastic job. So it's eclipsepictures.ie.
Yeah, I know it's in Liffey Valley and it's also in Carlow, so they're probably the two areas for our listeners here. It's already been in the Riverbank in Newbridge, so I'm not sure whether it'll be back there. But are there any plans to take the film abroad anywhere?
Well, yes, we're hoping that we're talking to a US distributor called Tribeca Film, and in Canada as well, a company called Mongrel. So there is a couple of territories that have expressed interest, so it would be great to bring it to the wider world. And indeed, it's going to screen at the Boston Irish Film Festival later this month, which will be great for the diaspora out there to see it and hopefully support it.
A lot more diaspora day by day indeed as
well. Well, unfortunately, yeah.
What's next for your company? Are you searching for more interesting memos, or how does it work? Do projects come to you, or do you go out and find them, or is it a mixture?
It's sort of a mixture, to be honest. People come to us with ideas or scripts or indeed, you know, novels. And we also sort of have subjects we're interested in and, or, you know, seek out or, you know, take on literary adaptations ourselves. So we would always have a busy enough development slate anyway. So it's, you know, that projects are at various stages of development and ready to go into financing. So that's, we've one or two others now that we're trying to finance that hopefully won't take as long as Stella Days did.
Well, the wait was worth it. I mean, I saw it a couple of weeks ago, and if you can get along to it, I certainly would recommend it. Jackie, it's been a real pleasure to chat with you, and
likewise,
we wish you
Brenda.
Success at the box office, and the film is a credit to everyone involved, and thanks for bringing the story to life. So we'll leave it there. Thanks very much.
Thank
Jackie.
You.
Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Jackie Larkin, the producer of the new Martin Sheen movie, which is set and filmed here in Ireland. Stella Days, well worth a look. And this is Phil Coulter with The Island.